And if something were very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, we can find that.
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And if he slipped and fell that way, he fell...
backwards.
And if he fell that way...
frontwards.
Okay. And if I said, did you catch a fish, you might say, no, blank a one.
Not a one.
You ever hear nary a one?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I wouldn't say it.
All right. And you might say, if the teacher was scolding you, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it.
Right, or I blank, do, no, never mind, that's good enough. Yeah. If somebody broke something of yours, say they broke a pencil, you'd say, that's all right, I didn't need that.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And a crying child might say, he was eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a good yield, the farmer, you would say he raised a big
crop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what would they say they were doing if they got rid of all the trees and the brush on the land so they could farm it?
Clearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. Do you know what you would call it if you harvested your crop and then enough grew back so that you could harvest it a second time?
No.
Okay. Do you know what you call a crop that you don't plant but it comes up anyway? Maybe seed left over from the year before? Did you ever hear of a volunteer crop?
Yes, I've heard that.
How do you say that?
Volunteer crop.
Is that what that means?
I didn't know.
You don't
what
know
it
what that means. Okay, good. Let's see. Wheat would be tied up into a
bundle.
All right, fine. And then the bundles might be piled up into a
stack.
Okay. And this is a unit of measure. You might say we raised 40 something of wheat to an acre.
Bushels?
That's, yeah, that's okay. And do you know what you do with oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
No.
It's also a word that's sometimes used for punishing somebody. It starts with THR. He was blank by his father.
I don't know.
Well, in talking about the oats, I'm going to pronounce it two ways, and you tell me what you'd say, if you'd say it thrashed or threshed.
Thrashed.
Okay. Then if you and another person had... No, if you and... If the two of us were going to do something and you were telling me about it, you would say blank and blank are going to do it.
You and I.
Mm-hmm. And if it were... another way you might say that, you might say the job is for blank of us.
Both.
Okay. And if you and a friend were coming over, you might say blank and blank are coming over.
We...
using two pronouns, though, blank and blank, you and somebody else.
Oh, she and I.
Mm-hmm, good. And if you knocked on the door and somebody said, who's there, and you knew they would recognize your voice, so you didn't give your name, you'd just say, oh, it's...
me.
Mm-hmm. And if it were a man, you might say, oh, it's only...
him.
Or a woman, oh, it's...
her.
Or two people, it's...
them.
Okay. And comparing how tall you are, you might say, he is not as tall as...
I am.
Or the other way around, I'm not as tall as...
he is.
Or comparing how well you can do something, he can do it better than...
I can.
And if a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is... he could go.
As far as he can go.
Mm-hmm. If something belongs to me, you would say it's...
mine.
To me.
Oh, yours.
Okay, and if it belongs to both of us, it's...
ours.
To him, it's...
his.
To her, it's...
hers.
And to them, it's...
theirs.
Okay. And if several people have been to see you, they're about to leave, you'd say, well, when are blank coming again?
You.